is one order in the building.
One order radio, 6 o'clock blitz.
That's one order. That's one order. That's one order. That's one order. That's one order.
And that's what you tapping into right now. 6 o'clock blitz. We here live. CJSF 90.1 FM. Burnaby SFU. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams.
That's Guilty Black. I like Good Brother. Brains illuminating another never conscious number.
Boom, 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 boom.
And the one digi.
The one, the only digital. Splitting the best cuts from east to west, north to south. It's called news.
We international now, baby. You know what I'm saying? We international, baby. We traveling all across the universe with this joint right here, man. Y'all was just tapping into Earth Riot. Can we get a Earth Hallelujah? Hit him with the gospel joint. Earth Hallelujah.
Earth Hallelujah.
Earth
Hallelujah.
Gotta save the earth.
Gotta save the
children when they come from birth.
Gotta
save the earth.
What's up, party people? Yo!
Wonder when they're about to start their own gospel choir.
you know what I'm saying? Yo, love it, man. It's been lovely out here, man.
Great time right now.
You know what I'm saying? The sun's shining, the clouds is out, the precipitation is here limited. You know what I'm saying? Just enough to, you know, brighten up them flowers. You know what I'm saying? Get ready for the next stage of pollination.
Pollination.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Pollination.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, we on the double grams today. We on the One Order Live. We on the Hard Body Live.
We on the Uncle Willie's, man. This is a smorgage board out here, man.
Uncle Willie's, you ever eat there?
Nah, I think once. That was it.
Uncle Willie's all-you-can-eat buffet.
But I know people's namming out the joint, man. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day.
Oh, yeah, man. You know. Oh, yeah, man. Whew. So what's the science, baby? What's going on, Vancouver? How you feeling right now?
I hope you guys enjoying all that good melatonin, serotonin and stuff, you know.
I hope you're enjoying the prices dropping a little bit.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You know, like, let's see what happens here. You know, Carney met with my mans. You know, the world boss. You know what I mean? Yo,
the bully.
The world boss. You know,
some bully out here, man.
Right. And
yeah. They asked them. They said, "Are you gonna tell Trump to stop saying that we're the 51st state?" And he's like, "And she's like, did you say that to him?" He's like, "Yeah." What did you say to him? Exactly what you just asked me. You know he ain't saying nothing.
You know what I mean? I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like the way my man's is running it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he ain't got much to say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he really ain't got much to say, right?
Yeah, man. Why y'all so worried about that, man? No. Oh, he's calling us the 51st state. Get over yourself, man. Like,
no, I'm talking about Carney, man. The way Carney just, you know, he's just like, yeah. One word answers, you know what I'm saying? And just keep it pushing, man.
Keep it pushing, man.
You know?
Keep it pushing, man. I see that people are wilding out in Alberta looking for some separation.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm like, ain't that funny?
Type thing.
The block probably ain't won as many seats as they did, right? Mm-hmm. But, they I got to give it to the block, you know, whatever. Nah, Alberta's acting like they was acting. You know what I'm saying? Now the block's like, yeah, well, we're ready to work with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And Alberta's like, hey, man, we need out, man. We can take care of ourselves. We got enough resources right here. You know, that oil's flowing right here. We don't need y'all, man. Uh-huh. Right, and you know, I mean, it's politics, right?
Uh huh.
It's politics, right?
Will Alberta become its own, like Quebec, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
They'll probably be the ones to team up and be like, we're the first state. Right?
I can see that.
And then we gotta have a passport to cross over Alberta. What's up?
Oh, man.
Right?
That'd be hectic, man.
Right.
That'd be hectic.
But the Libs pulled some seats out of there, man. You know what I mean? I think they pulled one or two, a few seats out of there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa, okay, well, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying?
Didn't Polly turn down to be premier of Alberta?
Polly F?
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
There was something.
I think he's from Alberta.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, he's going for the big top dog spot, right? And I'll see, man. I'll see what happens to his career. You know, like, I think where he lost it, I think where the conservatives lost it, right, is when they started talking about mandatory this and mandatory that, and we could take you to court and giving the police, like, all these rights to, like, break up encampment grounds and try to bring, like, a three-strike system, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think it was all good for him till he started spewing that out, right? Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like, okay, hold on a second here. What are we talking about? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where the new conservatism, you know, it has to be kind of progressive, right? You can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You can't be doing that, right? Mm. My opinion, right? You know, you're starting, you know, it's called an overreach to me, you know? And we got to be careful with that, you know, especially when it comes to your citizens of your nation, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seemed like Carney had that, you know.
Yeah, that push.
Yeah, he had the push. And I think that, obviously, you know, to Canadians, the biggest enemy is Trump. He's not even the biggest enemy, really, in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even, you know, the biggest enemy to deal with. And I think that was the whole marketing strategy of it, right? And then making it seem like, you know, Polly over there was kind of maybe in cahoots with Trump. And so obviously people are like, nah, you know. But
I don't know if that's the case. I think Trump wanted Carney to win. You know, personally, right? I think they orchestrated it like that. And I think Pierre staying away from that whole, you know, it was a guilt, like you're saying, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, was it him and the man's closer than he's trying to portray, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, hey, man, you know, they smeared him and they won with that, right?
Well, I mean,
if it was or if it wasn't, you know, but I think Trump wants Carney in there, you know, you know, Carney's a money man and Trump's a money man, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly right.
He doesn't want to deal with no politician talking about, you know, my feelings, and right? He doesn't want to deal with that, You know what I mean? He's like, where's the money? How we gonna make the most money? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, right?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of different things going on right now, obviously. You know, you got these wars, and at the same time, you got a new pope getting voted in. They're going to have the conclave. And
wow, the roller coaster is really steep. You know what I'm saying?
You got India attacking Pakistan.
Yeah.
And you know what's very interesting about that, in the sense of, because this is the, and it just came to me now, but India is being backed by Israel, like you said, we were talking about earlier. Pakistan's being backed by China. China and India are both part of BRICS. I wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, let's see how far BRICS goes, right?
BRICS is gaining a lot of countries.
Yeah, it is. But let's see how far it goes, right? You know? I mean, obviously, there's a power struggle going on somewhere, right? And let's just see how it pans out, man. You know, you got, you know, two of the biggest nations fighting each other, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. India has the most people on the planet, right?
Right, it's China also,
and
right?
To China, right?
You know, and obviously you don't want those two to get together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because then, you know, we look at our world dominant. And I mean, between them, you know, and that's why I think people are so scared of BRICS too, right? Because, you know, then you have Russia as well, right? And it's like, you know,
you got the brains and the muscle, right?
The brains and the muscle, man. Russia, India, and China alone.
You got the
take out.
Yeah, you got the great hockey line of Edmonton. You know what I mean? Semenko, Gretzky. you got the brains and you got the muscle, man.
Yeah, man. It'd be crazy, right? It'd be crazy, and I mean, yeah, it'd be crazy.
Yeah. Well, while the world turns, man. While the world turns, you know what I'm saying? Right. What we got on the list today, Digi?
You know what, man? I don't know, man. I don't know.
What you mean? You got something special for us?
Nah.
The listener? Mm. The ones who appreciate the music and the sound?
Because this is Listener Appreciation Week.
Is it really?
It really is, man.
Right.
Well, and, I appreciate the listeners all the time.
And we appreciate what you do here, Digi, with One Order. You know what I'm saying? Spinning tunes, getting people to get their paper out. Shazam, shazam, shazam. You know, all that bam, bam, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, people are getting their papers out and just, you know, I never heard that song. I never heard that artist. That's a, you know. That's,
I mean, we here hosting the show and we do that. So, you know, then when we go, oh, man, that song is y'all, man. I wrote y'all. And that's what we want, man. That's what we here for. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Absolutely, man. And we got a lot of great events coming up in the community. You know, we got Black Music Month Festival happening June 28th and 29th.
Where you gonna see One Order in the building?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Call the fire trucks. You know what I'm saying?
Call the fireman.
It's going to be hot. It's about to be hot. But there's a list of dope artists, you know, including, you know, this one Christian group, man, Terrence Richmond, and he's a pastor out of I think it's called Still Questlove Church, and yo, the brothers can spit. They got some dope spit. I ain't going front.
I bet they do.
Yeah, they got some dope spit. And
if you're a pastor, you better have something to say.
You better have something to say, you know. But yeah, you know, and yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. There's gonna be a lot of different genres of Black music, and yeah, man, just grateful to always be a part of something like that, and you know, continue to add on to the cipher and make sure that we, you know, what we do is what we do, and how we do it is how we do it, and it's gonna be original. It's gonna be entertaining, and it's gonna be knowledgeable. You know, you're gonna learn something.
Well, it's definitely, yo, man. Yo, I seen an interview with my man's here, Hard Body Dreams. Who's the guy interviewed? Dubious?
That's right, Dubious.
Yo, man. Shout out to Dubious, shout you know what I'm saying? Dubious, man. That was a great interview. It was a two-hour interview, and I listened to it all the way through this morning, you know? Yes. And I strongly suggest, you know, you the listener, if you want to hear some knowledge and just, you know, the culture and stuff like that, and just, you know, what really One Order represent, you know, I think y'all need to go check that out. That's definitely a must listen to, man.
True indeed.
Dubious. Man. Dubious. Yeah. How do you spell that?
He spells it what? D-O-O-B-Y-S.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, man, it was dope. It was awesome, man, to be able to just, you know, he coming out of Lethbridge, Calgary, Alberta. We got to build on the music. You know, he has some questions about, you know, the nation, the 5% nation, and, you know, I'm qualified to speak on those things, and, you know, I was able to express that wisdom and make it born on that day of 2/9, and it was. Yeah, man, it was very, 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 I would say, informative, intellectual interview. And, you know, Dubious is putting on, you know, he showcases a lot of Canadian hip-hop, and it's good, man, to have people support, because there's a lot of artists out there that we ain't even heard of that are real fire, you know what I'm saying?
True to that, man.
Right?
True to that, right?
So... Shout out to Dubious, man. Shout out to Dubious, baby.
So what's going on, Digi? Let's get this party started, man.
Let's do it.
All right.
What's the penance for the thing them way you don't do? Curse fruit from tree, get rotten through. Implement your institutions of morality. Constantly preying on humanity. I know you think you've got it all. You think you got it. Foolish pride will come before you fall. You're going down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. You're going down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. You're going. Politicians in the business of compromise. No feeling and dealing with people life. Selling like Marcos a grain of rice. With no apology, no.
Down. let nobody dim your light. Time I go show you no for them no real. Believe me. Man for the hardest fight, them road and easy. Jordan. It's like everywhere you turn it out, we'll find genuine people. Realness no mean nothing to them, cause look on what we do, yeah. They say no man is an island, but I'd rather be alone. Pressure was used to make diamonds, so them can't keep it down. All the fight, all the pain I've been through, I've been hurt so many times. Still man win and no lose. Some go switch up, but that's how we go. Sell it out today, cause them not fit dead the tomorrow. Still my trust the processor. Cause I know the real ones no let go. Every day I know the same, some can't wall it. Table I turn and I chat on it. But I walk on a walk on a can't run it. Been through the dark, now the dark sunny. They know it for make sense. If enemies I do you the same thing as your friends them. Mama say all when I help them, people still get them dead. Yeah, they say no man is an island, but I'd rather be alone. Pressure was used to make diamonds, so them can't keep it down. All the fight, all the pain I've been through, I've been hurt so many times. Still man win and no lose. Man a killer make you stronger. Never give up, oh. Never lose faith, no, 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 no. Life is a journey. Yeah, yeah. Journey. Patriots.
If I that you prefer,
shift me bikini one side night boy. Get me go wild and let me see sky view. My money I roll, come make a fucking night roll.
Me have a real bad girl, freak and mad. We fuck anywhere we want. In the plane bathroom with we last. She have my soul a freelance.
Me a real bad girl, freak and mad. Me fuck anywhere we want. Please fuck me with a grievance. Let's have sex. Got me adventurous. Risky and like a dangerous. Oh, I need a trust. Lean back in your seat. I'ma sit on by your dick. You take the bed. I'm here with that the wheel.
Lord Jesus. Need a star cash. Lift it up. Pussy, they believe that. I want Jane and your G's back. Tell X, Y, and I'm going back. Make him know. Say you are real bad girl. Freak out, man.
anywhere we want. In the plane bathroom with we love. She have my soul a freelance.
Me a real bad girl, a freak your man. Me fuck anywhere we want. Please fuck me with a grievance.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Boom, 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 boom.
Pew, pew, pew.
Booyaka, booyaka, that's the sound.